the cup. The cup is really the cup of God's anger. And that's why you must know that God has a fixed time. When he's ready, he's going to drop the hammer. And that's all there is to it. You might as well get set for it. And in our Father's Word, there's more than one time that he warns us that's going to be the fact. So, as always, let's pick up a documentation from the Old Testament as to what truly is happening. Open your Bibles, if you would, to Psalm 75. Psalm 75, a psalm of Asaph. Asaph means a collector of the people. In the title of the psalm, it's written to the chief musician, Altashtetta, which is to say, don't destroy, do not destroy. And it has to do with, or destroy not, it has to do with God's judgment. And it's a psalm pleading with him not to totally destroy when judgment day comes. And of course, anybody that knows our Father knows that's not going to happen. Why? Our Father is always fair, and he's merciful, but also he's a judge. And what he says, that's the way it is. So, Psalm 75, let's pick it up and see what it says. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. And they do. God's works are wonderful. He gives everybody an opportunity. What you do with it, that's your business. What you do with it, that's what you live with. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. That's what our Father says. Okay, now you see, unfortunately, from the manuscripts, you lose quite a lot. I want you to make a note. I don't want you to forget it. The word congregation, as it is utilized here, is the Hebrew word noed, noed, and it means a fixed time. The congregation, when they gather for judgment at a fixed time, that's what God is talking about here. And he wants you to know that it is a fixed time, that he's not playing games. And he's saying, when that time comes, and when it is the fixed time that I call the congregation together to judge them, I'm going to do it right. And you can count on it, he will. You might say, you're going to get everything you got coming to you all at one time. Okay? That wouldn't frighten you Christians, would it? No, because you've got rewards on judgment day. A lot of people, though, that don't, they're going to get everything they got coming to them all at one time. Why? Because God said, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to judge it as it should be. But, beloved, take that word congregation, check it out in your own Strong's Concordance so you see with your own eyes, and you know that really what the word means, a meeting place held at a fixed time, to judge both the good and the bad, all right? That's important because it's talking about the vials of God. And that's what we're going to be talking about this evening. Verse 3, the earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. In other words, I'm the one that keeps it going. I created it. Why wouldn't he be? And I bear it up, I will judge it fairly. And of course, Selah in the Psalms means stop the music, think for a moment. I'm going to connect two things together. And what he connects here is the set time of judgment. That's important to you. The set time of judgment, both for the wicked and for the righteous. It's all at the same time. And our Father is that judge. That's the congregation he's talking about gathering. It is a congregation that shall be judged at a fixed time. And we're coming up on that time. That's why I'm stressing it in this Passover, that you have it sealed in your mind, that you can break down both the seals and the trumps and the vials to chronologically know in your mind the fixed times whereby when you, the seal that lets you foreknow when it triggers, then you're with the plan of the day. No problem. Verse 4, I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly, and to the wicked lift not up the horn. A horn signifies power. In other words, don't talk against the God that created you. That's basically what he's saying. Does that make sense to you? Why would somebody want to talk about the God that's going to judge everyone? That doesn't leave you in very good standing. So you want to be careful how you mention his name. Because, hey, he keeps, you know, man kind of forgets. God doesn't. He's got a book. And it's called the Book of Life. And if you're in it, you're very lucky that you're in his book, especially in the good column. Otherwise, you're there and all your evil deeds are written right by it. That's why everybody gets everything they got coming in one day. Some people, it's reward. Some people, it's not. Verse 5, lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck. What he's talking about is speak not arrogantly with about the rock. That's to say, the foundation. That's to say, God. It's not wise. And, hey, there's a day coming that he's going to even the score. Is he sensitive? Well, in a sense, he is. Do you blame him? He gave his only son that whosoever believed upon him could have eternal life. He is forgiving over and over and over again. He forgives, forgives, forgives. And then when you got somebody that is so stiff-necked and so foolish, so arrogant, that they continue taking his name in vain or calling him names or not believing him, you're not expecting a medal if you do that, are you? You're not expecting a reward, I would hope, because I can tell you what you're going to get. And it's going to be a reward, all right. But if you're one of these that likes to go to a pity party, you'll have a right to then, because pity you. Okay? In other words, God is righteous. He uses common sense. And common sense lets you know when he says, I'm going to judge both the good and the bad. And they're going to get what they got coming to them. And I have a fixed time for it. I'm stressing that, beloved. It's important. Verse 6. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. And you know what that means. How is it written in Isaiah chapter 14 that God always rules from the side of the north and from the temple? That's the way it is, and that's why he does it. And that's where the correction is coming from, is from God, directly from God. And they're going to get it. Verse 7, but God is the judge. Do you know something? That's why you don't have anything to worry about. Why? Your Father is the judge. And, you know, you can take that and say, if my Father is the judge and I've loved him and treated him right, I don't have anything to worry about. Bingo. That's right. You don't. You have everything to be joyous over. But if you've been wicked to your father, hey, you get all at one time what you got coming to you. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Meaning he's fair. And hey, listen, as long as you get a fair shake, you got no complaint. Okay, you are the captain of your ship. You drive your ship, and there may be people give you advice if you take it. Hey, that's still you that did it. You have to hold responsible for your deeds. So when he judges you, it's by what you have done, and it's going to be done at that fixed time. Verse 8, for in the hand of the Lord there is a cup. This is why we came here. in his hand there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same, but the dregs thereof are all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. Like it or lump it, they're going to drink from the cup of God. You know what it's really filled with? Not wine. God's wrath. Now, if you get down to the dregs, that's your part. You got trouble, friend. Because God is coming back and he is not happy with some. He is not even a little bit happy with some. I would hate to be in their boots. Because, verse 9, but I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked, that's their power, also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. But if you are righteous, if you're planting seeds, if you're doing your Father's work, he said, I'm going to enlarge your own. That means your power, your ability, your blessings, that you have to work with. The more you do for God's work, utilizing common sense and the place he has placed you, it may just be planting a seed once a week, once a month, or when God makes it known it's time to. Always protect your credibility, but work for God. When that opportunity prevails, plant that seed, and he will expand it. He will let it grow. It will increase and increase. And why? It's his promise. I will exalt those that do my work, those that are pleasing to me. And it is not difficult to please our Father. The word, as we covered earlier here, where he said, don't be foolish, it's kind of like arrogant. Don't be arrogant toward God. You know, if you'd be a lot better off being arrogant to your mate than you would to God. Because your mate, well, maybe, you know, after they get over it, might cook you a biscuit, you know. But when God pours out that cup, there's not going to be any biscuits in it. Don't be arrogant. If you're going to be arrogant with anybody, don't let it be God. Okay. He's coming back, and he's not happy with some. Make sure, make real sure, that you're one of the ones that he is happy with. So I wanted to cover the Old Testament, and I wanted to show you the witness for God's judgment in the cup. I wanted to show you, even from the Old Testament, in the word congregation, it means a fixed time for a specific meeting, meaning judgment. Check it out for yourself. That God does not waver. He is true to his word. He keeps his word. You know, when you know his plan of the day, you can't really go too far wrong. It's real easy to please him. You know, even if you fail in trying to please him, he counts it as done. When you make that effort, when you try, he knows it. Why? He utilizes common sense. And there's sure a lot in politics, religion, and other places in this world today that common sense is not utilized. It seems to have taken a vacation. So don't let that happen to you, and do not be a part of it. Okay, let's go to Revelation chapter 15. Having sealed that, from we're going to go to the vials, to God's cup. And when we go to this 15th chapter, we have just passed the 14th, naturally. Isn't that brilliant? Really. But the 14th talks about their vine put in that sickle and reap. Their vine is not our vine. It goes straight to the Song of Moses, which tells you what the wicked will be doing. Okay, chapter 15, verse 1. Let's pick it up there. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Guess when these are given? Do you know what the chronological order is? I gave you the fixed time this morning. It was the sixth trump. That was the second woe. Okay? That's when the four winds stopped. That's when that's when God began to intercede. Up until then, he had told Michael to do a few things, kick old Satan right on out of here, put him down on earth. But when you come to that second woe, God himself begins to intercede in the sixth and the seventh trump. All seven of these vials, all seven of these cups will be poured out during the seventh trump, basically the sixth and seventh trump, mainly the seventh. Do you understand that's right at the end? Don't be fooled, beloved. We're coming up into some pretty tough times. Let's document that from his word. Verse 2. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on a sea of glass, having the harps of God. How much went to pass in that verse? Those that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over the image, how many trumps did you blow off there? Now, I'm only doing this to show you where we're at, okay? You're in the seventh trump here. Basically, in the seventh trump. And the vials have not even began being poured out. Let me rephrase that to be, my opinion is in the sixth, which is the second woe, in the seventh trump, the third. But here, I mean, you've already got these people that have been deceived. And the trumps haven't started. I'm sorry, the vials have not stopped beginning. Verse 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Our King of the ages is a better translation. Why? He's forever. He's eternal. And you are too if you're with him. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. His judgments are going to happen. Why? There's a fixed time. Manifest means it's there. It happens. You better start counting the trumps, dear one. We're closing in. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was open. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts, gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials, V-I-A-L-S, full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. In other words, they weren't even poured out until the sixth and the seventh trump. Okay? What does that mean? God holds his cool up until then. But then he's tired of letting man handle it. And he's going to take care of business himself. Verse 8, here's another timeline, don't miss it. Verse 8, and the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no man, won't do you any good to plant any more seals. No man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. Now, this sealing, let's talk about the seals for a moment. But first, you know, the word vial, that's a little flask. You might as well sing the little song. I'm a little teapot, strong and stout. here is my handle and there is my spout. We're going to take this little flask and we're going to run over here and we're going to put a few drops on something. Hey, you don't know what the word vial is in the Greek. Okay. It's phiala. Phiala. And you know what it is? It's a description of a cup. Number one, it's shallow. And it's broad. And it's a cup. Now, why would God use a cup to pour out his wrath that is shallow, broad? I mean, it's got a big mouth. Not some little teapot. Okay. And it's shallow. You can, I mean, dump the whole thing all in one shot. Okay? He means business. So we're not talking about sprinkling. So the seals. Please don't ever forget this. The seals are simply to have the truth in your mind. How do you acquire the seals? There's only one way you can. That's from the Lamb of God. And you get it from Him now. When the Holy Spirit and the Lamb speaks. Documentation for that, Revelation 6, 1. Only the Lamb of God, not a bunch of angels. Why? Because God is the Word of God, and it is the Word of God that you must have in your mind that places the seal there where you overcome. Now, trumpets. A trumpet, when you have an army, sounds, it gives messages. It's charge, retreat, wake up, go to sleep. Okay? Trumpet executes an order. But a seal is when the stuff hits the fan. Okay. It's when the stuff hits the earth at the hand of God. I mean, he's tired of messing around at this time. That's why you can count on the vials being dumped. Not until the sixth, but primarily the seventh trump. That's when it's going to happen. Okay? Again, seals, simply knowledge in your mind placed there where you cannot be deceived. Trumps is when God gives the order and he gives it from heaven. Like, when does he tell Michael to kick Satan out of heaven? He gives that order in heaven, not earth. Well, why would he do that? Because that's where they are. He has not interfered with earth yet. Man kind of has a way of messing it up himself. But when the vials begin, shallow, broad cup. I mean, it empties fast. Splat. And that's when God's word is no more, no warning. That's when the action transpires. The trump, the warning's already sounded. I'm going to do it. But when you wait for the vial, it's too late. It's over. That's when God himself intercedes. So, we see then the difference in why God would say, at that fixed time, I have a plan, and it's going to transpire in that way. Now turn with me to chapter 16, verse 1. You know, this is something when you chronologically put it in order, falls in place by itself. Listen to these words. Verse 1 of chapter 16, the great book of Revelation. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Where's this going? Not heaven. Earth. And what is it? It's God's wrath, and God means business. Verse 2, and the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which had worshipped his image. That's the first vial, my friends. The first vial. When did they have an opportunity to worship the image of the beast? why am I saying it? I want you to see how far along in the trumps we are here. Okay? It's over, practically. When the vials begin, the people have already messed up. They've already worshipped the Antichrist. And it's time for a little correction. That shallow, broad-mouthed cup, full of God's wrath, is going to be dumped out, not on those he loves. They're immune. You could be standing right beside someone that needed correction, and you would be loved, whereas the other would feel the wrath of God. I mean directly from a shallow, broad cup boiling with God's wrath. Hey, he's not going to put up with it forever. You understand? That doesn't make even common sense, does it, that he would just take it over and over and over? Of course not. Then are we going to call him a liar that he's made these promises? There's a day of correction coming without a fixed time? No, there's a fixed time. And that time is coming. So this is simply, and perhaps I don't want this to sound like I'm talking down to you. I'm not. I'm pleading with you to see how the proof is in the pudding, it's in the Word, okay? Where the first vial is poured out, people have already worshipped the image of the beast from Revelation 13, okay? Verse 3. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. You understand this is the same thing the two witnesses do in Revelation 11:6. A little warning will come from the witnesses, but this is not just a warning. Water, but you should even be on that page now. Chapter 17, verse 15 of Revelation. What are all these rivers and waters and seas and lakes? Verse 15, and he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. That is who the sea is, the sea of people that are whoring after the Antichrist are going to have the cup emptied on them. They're going to have the joy of partaking of the dregs of the wrath of God. That's why you don't want any part of it. You don't have to be frightened away from that, but your love of your Father draws you far away from anything that could penetrate you or your family in that regard. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. Let's just say people. The very people themselves. And you know something? I could even say there some of them will be sweating blood at this time. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. You always judge fair. You know how to get those that are wicked. You know how to pour the vial upon those that deserve it. And you know how to bless your children. Remember what he said back in the 75th Psalms? I will give the dregs to the wicked, but I will strengthen the horn of the righteous. That's why that you can rest assured when your blessings come, that it's because you're doing something right. You're following the righteousness of the living God. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. They deserve it. They're going to get it. And this, you can't help having your mind go back to the 23rd of chapter of Matthew, where the Kenites sit in the seat of Moses and have been guilty from the blood of many prophets. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And you know that from chapter 11, verse 5, the two witnesses give a small taste of this way back then, letting people know You know, we are living in some very precarious times, but precious times. Many of the prophets wanted to live today when these events are transpiring, when they are consummating. Again, seals all at one time, trumps almost through, and then we have this, where the stuff hits the fan, God's will. There will be no bargaining with him at that time. Verse 9, and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Talk about deception. Boy, when Satan does it, he does the job right. Okay. The world is deceived in a large part. If your name is in the book, you're very fortunate. You care. And you don't mind reading for yourself. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. That is to say, the very seed of Antichrist, and you that are familiar with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, know where Satan plants his seat through this particular time. It's on Mount Zion itself, claiming to be God, sitting there claiming to be Christ. And it's obvious from the vials that many will believe him. Verse 11, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. You're not going to change Satan's lieutenants or those that are so deceived that they really truly believe they are following Christ. They truly do. Churches have been formed on some lies. And I don't want someone to think that I'm down on churches. I'm not. I love churches. Where would we be without them? Pray God. You know, bad enough the way it is. Here comes the sixth, which must align with the sixth trump. Listen to it. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the waters thereof was dried up. That the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And you know who the kings of the east are? That's the Oriental, the Middle East, and so forth. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. Where? Dragon. Satan. And out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, the triune Godhead of Satan. Bunch of lies. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth. Not the kings of heaven. Not the kings that Satan boots out. But the actual world rulers, earth rulers, are taken in by it, and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. It's coming, friend. Called Armageddon, remember? Verse 15, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. How embarrassing it would be to claim to be a Christian and end up in the sack with Satan. Boy, how embarrassing. This is why Jesus would say, woe to those that are with child when I return. He was speaking spiritually. And it meant those that are spiritually impregnated with these lies. Verse 16, and he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. Ar means hill or city. Gadon means the gathering place of the crowd, Gedeo. And the seventh poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And so it is. It is done what? God's wrath is poured out. There's going to be a lot of pain, a lot of suffering because of that. Don't worry, the war goes on just a little bit further. We're going to stop there for this time. But I want to, again, it's going to sound like I'm talking down to you, but you must be able to simplify this and keep it in your mind whereby you can understand the seven seals, the seven trumps, and the seven vials. You have heard me say that when 666 comes together, six seal, six trump, and six vial, that's 666, that's Satan. That's when the Euphrates is dried up. That's when the wicked spirits are turned loose on earth, not heaven, not in the air, but on earth. That's when Satan rules and reigns as the false Messiah. And boy, is he going to make hay, it would seem like. Do you understand that's what angers our Father? That's why our Father pours the shallow, broad cup. You know, do you understand how, you know, if you've got a real shallow cup, and it's real broad, and you fill it all the way full, how careful do you have to be carrying that thing? You know, I mean, it'll empty out quick, and that's what God wants you to draw from it. He's not happy. He's angry, and he wants to pour that out. So you do have the three sixes coming together, and it means doom right on the seat of Satan and his false teachings. So you have the seals as your protection. It is your knowledge from the Word of God, hearing the Word of God. Remember we covered in Ezekiel this morning? Prophesy to those dry bones. Prophesy to those spiritually dead people. And what do you begin to see? This person begins to hear. That person begins to hear. Another person begins to hear. And they come together as an army of God because they receive the seals, which are the Word of God, His truth. And then we have the trumps. That's time for action. Give the command to go forth. That takes time. And then you, when you work your way down to the sixth trump, as it is written in Revelation chapter 9, then the river Euphrates again is hit, and the devils are turned loose on earth. And that's when God's wrath begins to dump. Dump and dump. There is no warning for that. I mean, the first thing you will see is not a command to go forth, but you will see God's people being blessed and Satan's people being burned. I don't mean literally, but I mean in anything they attempt to do, it's going to go sour for them because God is unhappy with them. So, chronologically, keep it in your mind straight that the seals happen before the first trump sounds. Why? Because our people have to know what to expect, the truth. And then the trumps begin to sound. And they've begun. But when you get to the sixth trump, then the vials are loaded. And you're getting real close then. And those vials empty out quick and complete and thorough. Because God will judge. That's His job. That's what He's supposed to do. His children have been abused by Satan for eons. And He's fed up with it. He's not going to take it anymore. And how proud He is of His loved ones when they help Him make that stand. So again, it is so ever important. Do you all know I didn't bring a watch this time? I have no idea how long I've been teaching. You know, usually we try to keep this where it fits an hour's television, see? But anyway, that, you know, one of my mentors told me one time, said, when it's time to quit is when you get through. He said, that's when you sit down. When you run out of something to say, then shut up. So this is the point I wanted to make this weekend, beloved. It's so important. I insist that you not take my word for the word congregation and its definition and translation in Psalms 75. I want you to know that God has a fixed time, that He loves His children. He means what He says, and He says what He means. It's not difficult to understand and follow Him. So many people say, I have to have an interpreter for that. If God is speaking in a parable, yes, you need to interpret it. If God is not speaking in a parable, then you're silly if you think you need an interpreter. Like this morning, Christ said in Luke chapter 10, verses 18 and 19, I beheld Satan fall from heaven. You know, duh. That needs an explanation. I don't think so. Do you think Christ doesn't know what He's saying? You know? But maybe it means that a tub of lard's going to hit Long Beach. Yeah. You can really get into some silly, silly things. God knows what He says, means what He says, and it's going to happen the way He says it. He has a fixed plan. Well, don't forget, chronologically, keep those things in order when you study the book of Revelation. I suppose I am accused of oversimplifying at times, but to me, I do not take it as being an oversimplification, okay? I don't. I can't see it. Why? Because it's simple. It's just very simple to keep it straight. Do you know what? If you don't, it's so simple keeping it straight. If you don't keep it straight, you're going to mess your little old mind up. Okay? Get all confused. So let it be simple. And let the truth flow. And be blessed of Almighty God.
The Mark of the Beast on CD is our free introductory offer to you. What